Hi, I'm Kara Cradle, and this is the Medicinal Herbs Podcast from Holistic Matters. Pregnancy, childbirth, and motherhood in general can be both incredibly magical and overwhelmingly exhausting. Pregnancy and the postpartum period can invoke a whole range of mental and physiological challenges associated with balancing newborn care with work, social lives, personal time, and more. In this podcast episode, naturopathic clinician Angela Highwood joins our host, Sarah Labrun-Blaschka, to talk about postnatal depletion, including the herbs and nutrients to prevent and address the symptoms all too familiar to women with children.
We are here with Angela Highwood, who is an experienced naturopathic clinician with over 18 years of clinical experience and specializing in integrative endocrinology, fertility, pregnancy care. And so I want to welcome you, Angela. So good to have you back.
Thank you for having me. It's always lovely to be with you and have such interesting conversations.
Today, we're really kind of focusing on this area of postnatal depletion. And as I'm thinking about this area, I'm thinking about my son who is quickly approaching his 18th birthday and then fondly remembering back around when he was born. And I remember that time feeling very overwhelming with a newborn, and he was preemie, so makes it even more stressful, right? And work and all those other responsibilities that you have as a woman in the modern world. And I think as a woman, we have a lot of stresses, and we have the stress first of a lot of times thinking about getting pregnant. And then from there, the aftercare can be so both physically and mentally demanding. And, you know, we really find it to reduce that kind of, how do we reduce that stress of this modern world that really builds up in women who have just had babies? And, you know, one of the other key aspects that I think is important to this conversation that we're going to get into is this area of, you know, depletion of our nutrients, you know, this area of how our environment is kind of depleted and full of toxins and the fast-paced world and how that can have an effect on women and their ability to conceive. And we see many women now conceiving later and having PCOS and all these other things. And so this whole experience really is exhausting, right? How do we find a way to manage that?
Well, do you know, there's actually a new concept that's arising in integrative medicine, and it's this concept of something called postnatal depletion. And it's not just the tired mum with the newborn. It's we mums even 10, 15, even 18 years on that are persistently feeling exhausted with the juggle of the demands of motherhood, raising children, working, keeping up with everything we need to do as modern women in today's society. And so I'm really focusing a lot about talking to women and really spreading the word about, oh my goodness, postnatal depletion, it's not just about that first year after you've had a baby. It's about the heroine's journey of motherhood, because it is certainly that. You kind of need to be a really strong heroine these days to cope with the demands of motherhood. So I really wanted to dive in and talk about, you know, postnatal depletion with you and sort of really explore this concept, because I think so many women who start reading about this or listening to it are going to have, you know, a million and one light bulbs going off in their mind going, oh my goodness, this is me.
What does that look like for women? How can they identify that they are suffering from postnatal depletion?
Great. So postnatal depletion is both a physical and a mental health deterioration, not just caused by the process of being pregnant and giving birth and breastfeeding, but more so associated with the compounding stresses and strains of really the modern take on parenthood. I guess this description of postnatal depletion is one that I think most of we mothers would identify with, and some fathers as well. And it's a syndrome really of accumulated issues of sleep deprivation, resultant fatigue, our brain being reprogrammed through you know, first and subsequent pregnancies, we become a lot more hypervigilant in our brain. And that's a reprogramming that's intended to happen for survival of our young. And this all compounds to just an overall feeling of just being overwhelmed in the role of life and motherhood. Now, the dangerous thing is this depletion can also lead to poor immune function and poor gut health over the years, because with exhaustion and anxiety and sleep deprivation, we all know that we can also make not so good food choices, which can then lead to a compounding effect with, you know, adrenal depletion and, you know, cortisol dysregulation and, you know, sleep dysregulation, etc. So, and overall, I think just as a first world society, we're actually really, really bad at supporting parents with young children. You know, the focus is, you know, on pregnancy and birth and maybe that first year of a child's life when, you know, the mum might take leave from work. But then after that, it's bam, straight back into it. You're expected to be high performing at work. You're expected to make arrangements for your children. You're expected to cook nutritious food for the household. You're expected to exercise. You're expected to be a friend and be social. There are so many expectations on us, all with little to no help from our tribe. We don't have a tribe anymore. So I think we can all start to see how mums and dads, you know, can unravel pretty quickly, you know, with these circumstances. But at the real core and focus of this is a lack of good nutrition going into the body and a lack of adequate hours of sleep and quality of sleep. If you don't have those two building blocks, we can't expect parenthood to be an easy ride.
Yeah, you know, I think many women have these concerns, right? And men, some men too, but women in most modern societies still bear the brunt of most of the kind of daily household needs and the children's needs. If we think about women in this area, you know, what type of symptoms are they going to feel? Things like fatigue, and what else really would you see that would help them to identify this is the concern that they're having?
Absolutely. So the big one is exhaustion and fatigue, and that's physical and emotional. I hear lots of women come in and say to me, Angela, I just feel broken. I feel defeated. And I say, all right, what you're actually feeling is both mental and physical exhaustion. You know, women are tired in the morning when they wake up because they're not getting enough sleep, or they've got kids in bed, you know, kicking them all night long, or they've been up to one or two or three or four children in the night. And often because their adrenals are so wired and they're running on so much cortisol during the day, then they're not getting that really deep, really restorative, restful sleep quality at night. So that has an on-flow effect with during the daytime hours feeling this like hypervigilance, which is almost like feeling your radar in your brain is consistently on. And really, I think what drives this hypervigilance is like the cortisol impact on the brain and our brain really living in that fight, flight, cortisol, amygdala zone. So some people might call it like anxiety, some people might call it overwhelm, others might call it tired and wired, others might call it hypervigilance. But really its impact is driving feelings of anxiousness and almost like impending doom all the time, and this hypervigilant brain feeling. And then, of course, we know that, you know, there's from a psycho-emotional point of view, one of the big symptoms is actually feeling a sense of guilt that they're, you know, not doing a good enough job, they're, you know, not, you know, performing as well as they should be at work. So guilt and loss of self-esteem about, you know, their perception of themselves in their mothering and their professional work roles. Lots of mood ups and downs, frustration, you know, overwhelm, sense of not coping. And, you know, mums will often say, oh, there's just no time for me. There's absolutely no time for me. So they put themselves at the bottom of the barrel. Then the other big one associated with the hormonal neuro reprogramming of the brain in pregnancy, which is such an interesting concept, is this persistent kind of baby brain fog, poor cognitive function that women are telling me about as well. And then no surprises here with one of the other big symptoms. They say, oh, I've got absolutely no libido at all. And I say to them, well, your body's in overwhelm, in nutritional depletion, in sleep deprivation and exhaustion. So we can't really expect a woman's body to have a wonderful libido when you're experiencing all of this, because essentially your body and your brain is begging you not to try and reproduce again at this point in time. So there's some of the like keynote symptoms that I hear women come and talk to me about that are really in postnatal depletion.
Physiologically, you know, what is really triggering this condition? And is it beyond just kind of this physical condition and maybe even emotional or spiritual in nature too?
Oh, look, absolutely. I can't sort of highlight enough how bad our society is at supporting parents. You know, we used to be tribal creatures. We used to live in community. We used to have, you know, parents and grandparents and aunties and, you know, extended community around us to support us through this journey. And now we're so fragmented. We don't. And that's, I think, just due to globalization these days. So, you know, we live in a society of continued ongoing stress, and we literally don't know how to stop, relax, switch off, or decompress. This has then a profound onflow on our hormones, our immune function. We all know cortisol is, you know, is really bad for our immune system. It suppresses our immune system and makes us more vulnerable to, you know, catching, you know, the colds, the flus, the gastros, et cetera, that children bring home from daycare and schools as well. Also, maybe, you know, one point of view is that, is it because women are having babies a little later in their life these days? The average, you know, age in first world nations of women having their babies is certainly a lot later than what it was 50, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And the average age of a woman having her first baby is actually 30 now, compared to, you know, 21, 22, some generations ago. So, you know, from a biological point of view, I guess the younger we have babies, the more resilient our body is to being able to snap back from that postpartum experience as well and feel good again and cope. So that's maybe one point of consideration. The big one, though, and one that I am certainly really passionate about talking to women about, is these days we go into pregnancy in a state of depletion and exhaustion, and we're seeing that day in, day out in my practice here with girls now coming to see us for infertility. They can't even get pregnant because they're so exhausted, depleted and stressed. So off they go to, if they're not holistically minded, off they go to, you know, fertility clinics and IVF, and this forces the conception, and then a little embryo goes into an environment that's stressed and depleted, you know. So a lot of women are starting their journey, this tough heroine's journey of motherhood, in a really depleted state as well. So I think that, you know, the state of women's health going into pregnancy, a lack of good societal support really has a big effect on this one. And just poor, like, nutrition, empty foods that we're supposed to be living on in this day and age. So they're some of the biggest things that I really feel are the drivers of why so many women are suffering with postnatal depletion.
So if we recognize this in our patients and we start to create a treatment program, what are we looking at? I mean, lifestyle definitely seems like part of it, but what other type of approaches would we take to help treat this for our patients?
Okay, so we take a, you know, quite a simple three-step approach. Number one, we can't do anything before we replete and rebuild macronutrients and micronutrients. Getting a woman's nutritional template back in check is incredibly important. In order to do that, we need a really, really good quality multi-B, lots of focus on iron and B12 for rebuilding the blood. replete all your mineral compounds in the body. Having a good mineral template is so incredibly important for adrenal function, endocrine function, nervous system function. So it's really important to assess mineral vitamin imbalances and sort them out as a course of priority. We need a lot of essential fatty acids to replete healthy brain function as well. Essential fatty acid depletion is so prime in women postnatally after they've, finished breastfeeding one or several children. You know, we may need to look at, food in terms of stripping out the stimulants, the coffee, the alcohol, the sugar, the carbohydrates, and focusing back on a traditional whole food nutrition diet, something that'll provide us with, amazing nutritionally dense foods. Of course, we want to be focusing on some well-targeted botanical therapies for, again, restoring brain function, restoring endocrine function, loving and supporting the nervous system, and nourishing adrenal physiology. At the basis of all this, essentially, it's a more modern mum syndrome of adrenal fatigue or adrenal insufficiency through the demands of, multiple pregnancies and birth and breastfeeding and then over again 2, 3, 4 times in a lot of women's cases. We definitely need to be teaching women, mindfulness, relaxation and prioritisation of some self-care, because if she doesn't have time for self-care, there's no way we can restore her and get her well again, and it doesn't have to be time demanding to do a little bit of good self-care that will put her in good stead. But really, I say good nutrition, some amazing nutritional supplements, and some well-prescribed, beautiful, restorative, rescue herbal medicines focusing on the adrenal and the nervous system. I'll talk to you about some of my favorites a little later in our podcast.
It seems like really restoration is the key, right? And, this has to do, right, not just for the moment, but this kind of concept of a longer recovery from the from this period, right? So you can't just replenish once. You have to continue to do that. As we really get people back going, how do we keep them in this rebalance and help to shift so we can help them move forward?
Absolutely. So look, a commitment to self-care is really important. I always say to women, this is not the magic bullet. I can't have you feeling amazing and incredible, better than you can remember in, a week, a month, or likely even a year. We're probably going to be working together for a minimum commitment of 12 months to get you back to good restoration and get you feeling like yourself again. I have a sort of, it's a tongue-in-cheek and a fun general rule. It's a year for every child you've had. So, if you've got a mum of three that's, sitting here in complete postnatal exhaustion, I say maybe we're looking at a good 3 years to rebuild you and support you and get you whole again. Because the thing is, as we all appreciate, if we're a mother as well, we know the demands don't stop. So, if you only do work for sort of 3 or 4 months with, wellness practitioner, be them a naturopath or a chiropractor or a wellness coach, then 3 months isn't enough to give you then a lifetime of good learnings and restoration. So, look, my ballpark's about 12 months for good restoration.
That seems like a sufficient time, right, to really restart and rebuild. You can't, 12 weeks will get you started, but it won't get you to really change all those things that have happened. So I think that's great. As we talked about it, this seems like something definitely of a Western culture, but is it beyond that? Do we see this really as a global phenomenon? And how many women do you think are suffering from this type of condition?
Oh my goodness. Look, I'd say a conservative estimate is 50% of, mothers on planet Earth suffer from postnatal depletion because our food is empty. This is the big problem these days. Our harvest is empty. You know, our soils don't contain the micronutrients in order to then have them available in our food. And globally speaking, I think food choices are at an all-time crisis low. So it's very prevalent. It's extremely prevalent in first world nations, but I'm also starting to observe it in, you know, other cultures that traditionally were really good at looking after mothers. So as they're becoming more westernized and I guess, you know, faster paced, this is happening to them too. So, you know, in Chinese tradition, they have a concept called the first 40 days where a newborn baby and mother are confined. They're not allowed out of bed for 40 days. They're intended to just rest and bond and you know, be nurtured by, you know, mothers, aunts and caretakers and fed. But that doesn't exist in today's society, certainly in the Western worlds, and it's starting to die out in traditional culture as well. So that's really like the start point. If you don't get good care just in that very first, you know, few months of postnatal life, then how can we expect any care continue through the journey of motherhood? So it is something that women need to be aware of, because if you can't be your own wellness advocate, it seems these days that no one's going to advocate for you. So you need to be aware of it. We need to educate women about it so that they say, I don't want to end up postnatally depleted when I'm a mum of three young children with a busy life. So how am I going to think about my life and craft my life and be mindful of my life and my world to not end up there?
In the United States, there's no mandatory right maternal time off, where you have in other cultures, right, more of that. And so even though like this is kind of prolific everywhere, I think specifically here in the United States, where good companies give you 8 to 12 weeks, some companies give you no time off. So how does a woman convalesce at all, you know, if that's the situation, right?
Well, culture's saying, you know, you don't need to. That's your priority, and your baby's not a priority either. So, and that breaks my heart. It's not what the journey of motherhood or parenthood is about. That's almost being robbed from us by the busyness of, and I guess the corporatization of modern life, right?
Right. So we talked a lot about the prevalence of it and, you know, the depletion that we see in foods and, you know, the stress that the modern life puts on us. So how do we prevent it then? What is the way to combat it and still live in the societies that we live in? Because we're probably not able to go off and take 3 years off for many people. You know, that's just not a realistic opportunity.
Absolutely. And it is about the process of adaptation, isn't it? And I love that word, adaptation. How we can be aware of this, you know, potential risk of postnatal depletion, and think about, okay, well, I don't want to end up there, so how can I proactively prevent this and craft my life for good care? So prevention is key. Prevention starts with actually really good preconception health care. So, you know, if we can educate women about this before they've even had their children, it's important to teach them that they need to really start self-care before they've had a baby, nutritionally replete before they've had a baby, take care of their diet before they've had their baby. That then flows into really good pregnancy, nutritional care, you know, really good sleep quality, and a focus on making sleep, enough of it and good quality, a real priority in your life. Likewise, exercise and stress management a priority. Looking after your adrenals. Essentially, this is like an adrenal burnout syndrome. So making sure that adrenal care is always prioritized. And the big one for me is consciousness and mindfulness around this, and opting to choose a slow-paced life. So that slow living philosophy will put any woman in good stead for coping better. And that means committing to less, prioritizing rest and self-care more, and just learning to say no. You know, no is a really powerful, proactive word in self-care. So, you know, no to that social engagement when you know you're already feeling tired, or, you know, no to that extra work conference that might be optional that you could get out of if you want to prioritize your family and self-care. So slow living philosophy, adrenal care, preconception, really good nutrition at all times, and making sleep a priority. They're my core prevention strategies.
So is there any specific markers or questionnaires or things that you use to help identify, you know, women in your practice that would be vulnerable to this to help them early on?
Absolutely. So I can see red flags for girls that are coming in to see me for to trying to get pregnant in the first place that could be big red flags for postnatal depletion. So I get worried about the girls that I'm already coming that come in and I see with depression, anxiety, or other pre-existing mental health care issues. So, you know, they're big red flags for me. The corporate cowgirls, I call them, that live really high-paced lives, really have a lot of their self-worth pinned on, you know, their career and their ambitions and their goals, because I know that that's going to be tricky for them to manage motherhood and have those demands as well. And, you know, if we don't get these girls sorted out and in a good headspace before pregnancy and before they become mums and teach them these strategies, then they're going to be at higher risk of postnatal depletion. And also postnatal depletion, if you're in it, makes you more vulnerable to some other really serious health conditions, like then clinical depression and anxiety, you know, weight gain and cardiometabolic consequences, even premature menopause, believe it or not, is a marker of adrenal burnout in women. So when we are so exhausted and so burnt out, our ovaries will just continue, will stop functioning in order for self-protection. And also one of the other big serious health concerns with this, you know, mum exhaustion and postnatal depletion is a real heavy toll on the immune system, which makes these women more prone to recurrent infections and that immune wear and tear, which I think we'd all agree is pretty dangerous in today's environment and climate.
All that is so important to understand, that these women, I think we've probably, many people listening have had that, and I love the term you said, trying to climb the corporate ladder, that we have that time to think about taking it slower and really working through how it's going to be. I think about having some discussions with people over the years and they're like, oh, a baby's not going to change my life, until they have the baby and then they realize, right, that it does change your life in many positive ways, but it does make it more stressful too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how with that woman and any other woman, do we really proactively help to prevent this? What can we do to really help them understand how we can proactively get started, even before they become pregnant, to say, okay, you want to do this in your life, here's how to get ready?
Okay, so number one is take a really good whole food nutritional multivitamin and a whole food mineral every day. Okay, we've got to feed the body beautifully and appropriately and give the body the basic nutrients it requires to run and function. You can't drive a car without petrol. You can't run the human body without minerals and vitamins, essentially. Likewise, you know, a really good quality DHA rich essential fatty acid to nourish the nervous system and the brain is really, really important. And then I come into looking at amino acids for endocrine restoration. I love tyrosine, is one of my favorites. It's a beautiful nourisher for the adrenals and also for the thyroid. But we've got to remember amino acids are a family. So, you know, getting adequate protein, digesting your protein efficiently so you can liberate your amino acids is really, really important. I always say as well, a really good quality probiotic is key. We know that there's a really strong link between, you know, the gut immune axis and the gut mental health axis, and the gut fertility axis. So making sure that the gut health is really strong and the microbiome is well nourished and supported is critically important. And then we come into my passion point, which is some well-crafted botanical medicines, well-prescribed botanical medicines, I feel is really the power and the magic in the equation of prevention and also treatment. So I really focus in on selecting some of my favorite adrenal adaptogens. Adaptogens help our body adapt to the modern demands of life and stress. So adaptogens that I particularly love for the mum prescription is Shatavari. Shatavari is asparagus racemosa, comes from the Ayurvedic tradition, and it is the ultimate adaptogenic nourisher for women, particularly exhausted women. And what I love about it is it's safe in all ages and stages of a woman's journey through her life. I also absolutely love ashwagandha. And this is just such an incredible adaptogen for that wired and tired presentation when, you know, our women are feeling hypervigilant, anxious, this sense of impending doom, not coping, and, you know, just struggle to get her head around just the demands of one day, let alone, you know, a week, a month, a year. So I love ashwagandha. It's got such a beautiful blood nourishing quality and calming quality as an adaptogen. So it's also very good for the onflow of supporting sleep. And then we really need nervines. And nervines are a group of herbs that feed and nourish and calm and support the nervous system. So taking that nervous system from, you know, fight and flight and cortisol stimulated and wired back to a nice, calm, strong foundational place. And by the time you get the adrenals and the nervous system back down on planet Earth, calm, restored, nourished, this is when women start to feel grounded again, start to feel themselves again. So one of my favourite nervines is passion flower. I think it's a really classic nervine for the wired and tired but exhausted woman. And one of my other favourites is a lesser known herb, but it's called motherwort. And some of the traditional keynotes of this herb, motherwort, are for almost, postnatal depletion, but when a woman's heart is just feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. It's such a beautiful traditional a nervine for women. And then I can't sort of finish the mum prescription, so to speak, without talking about echinacea, the great immune protector. Echinacea has clinical research to show that when taken every day, it can reduce the incidence of infections by 80%. So in today's world, an exhausted woman is a sitting duck for, getting sick. So we need to really back up and fortify her immune system, and echinacea is just humble, simple, and ultimately such a safe herb for her, but everyone else in her family as well. So that's my ultimate mum prescription.
So if we were going to boil it down to just three herbs that you could take for mums, what would you do? What are those three key, if that was all you could boil it down to?
If you can just take three things, The questions you ask is very hard for a passionate herbalist.
I know it is. It's so difficult.
Just do three. Okay, but if I was to boil it down to three, I would say you would either choose ashwagandha or shatavari as a core adaptogen for long-term restoration. If I was to only have to choose one, I suppose ashwagandha, because it has such beautiful calming properties, and one of the big keynotes of postnatal depletion is this anxiety and hypervigilance and insomnia. So I would probably choose ashwagandha. Absolutely, I would choose a nervine, and passion flower would be my go-to each and every time, because passion flower truly nourishes the nervous system, but it is also so fast acting as a rescue herb to just get you out of that hypervigilance and create calm very quickly. So that combo of ashwagandha and passion flower is so very grounding to our body. And then I think it's just my professional responsibility to talk about immune care. So it's really important that echinacea is considered a part of that powerful trio of herbs for postnatal depletion. We all know that children come home with infections all the time, you know, the ear, nose and throat infections, the gastro bugs. And, you know, we've all been there. I always say to my pregnant patients, I need to look after your immune system now. Your first 2 to 3 years of parenthood will be the sickest few years of an adult's life because, you know, we're constantly exposed to those little bugs that the kids bring home from like daycare or school, mm-hmm. kindergarten, etc. So echinacea absolutely has to be a part of, you know, a mum's daily regime.
Angela, if I only would have had you about 16 years ago to tell me this information, you know, or 18 years ago, right after, right, I would have not had some of those long days and nights that moms have early on. So I want to thank you so much for this discussion. And I think as professionals, sometimes we don't take care of ourselves. So especially there's so many women in our field of alternative and complementary health that this is really important for them, but also really important for them taking care of all their patients. So I really appreciate this discussion.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me today. It's been a pleasure to chat with you again.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Holistic Matters podcast series on medicinal herbs. Go to holisticmatters.com for more on herbs and nutrients to support human health. That's holistic with a W.